whether you're using an iPad or a desktop computer or a laptop computer, the web form is going to look good on all of those things and be easy to read and quick to get through. After they answer a few screening questions, they'll only get the questions after that that would relate to them. So if they only have corn and soybeans, they won't be asked about cattle or sheep or goats.
Parsons says filling your 2017 Ag Census information online will help USDA process the data more quickly and efficiently.
The way that folks reporting on the web helps USDA and also helps the farmer first, like I said, it's a better user experience because it's focused on just the questions that relate to you. But for us, you know, we want to make sure that we provide great value for the American people. And so if we're not mailing multiple forms or have a need to reach back and call producers, if we can collect it on the web, that's the most efficient way in terms of cost. And also the data are already available electronically, and we can be more efficient in terms of how we process the information. And we know that we're getting high quality information so that we can produce high quality statistics.
Now, producers will see a new question about military veteran status, expanded questions about food marketing practices, and questions about on-farm decision-making to better capture the roles and contributions of beginning farmers, women farmers, and others involved in running the business. More information can be found at agcensus.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.